Today is Friday, January 31st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Backward Day. It's also National Big Wig Day. I don't know if it's Big Wig Day or Big Wig Day, because the photo they have is a dog wearing a wig. But if you say big wig, I wonder if that's one word. I'm not going to look. People are probably screaming it at me right now. It's also It's also Inspire Your Heart with Art Day, National Fun at Work Day, Never, and National Hot Chocolate Day. I kind of avoid hot chocolate. I think I've mentioned this before because I went over to look for contact and then lost my train of thought. I don't like to consume my calories from drinks. And I find that the powdered hot chocolate with artificial sweetener or whatever is not very good. If I'm going to have hot chocolate, I want it to be the real, like, melted chocolate with heavy cream or milk or whatever they do. I don't know. I don't want it from a thing. And there's just too many calories. So normally, if I have to have a warm drink, it's going to be coffee, even though I don't like coffee. There you go. All right, we have some contact. Gary in Portland says, I listened to you in the Adam and Maddie show. I was living in Dallas and really wanted to meet you. I bet Gary has listened to every single show I was on. Maybe not, though, because he's not interested, I don't think, in Survivor or Big Brother. So maybe he didn't listen to those. And yeah. Gary also texted and said the spa at Luxor was better than Treasure Island. We never went to Treasure Island. I've never been, as far as I know, I've never been in the spa in Treasure Island. So I don't know that I've ever been in Treasure Island. Isn't that? Wait, is Treasure Island the one where they have a pirate show outside? Why would I have never gone in that casino before? I know I've never stayed there, but. Anyway, I don't know, Gary, but I liked the Luxor spa. Also, had good luck there. Tony in Illinois says, hey, I've listened to every one of your Geeky Gay podcast. Before that, I haven't heard any of those. Okay. And I think you, Tony, I think you listen to The Mix because you message us. So I assume you do. Did you find Geeky Gay from the Gay Mix or was it the other way around? Did you find the Gay Mix from Geeky Gay? That would be a question. See, now I'm just doing a survey, but I'm doing it live and you guys just text in to give me your answers. Okay. Let's see if we have any phone calls because my phone call script, like I said, is broken again. Oh my God, how many times do I have to fix this script? It is a full-time job keeping stuff running. Let's see here. It is, like I said, it is a long process getting to. We have two. And we're going to play this one and then we'll save one for Monday. So let's have a listen to this call. I have no idea who it is. Oh, shoot. I would know, but my script is not working, right? Just to remind everyone that my script is not working. Shoot, the sound is going through the wrong channel. Well, now you guys are going to listen to me fix my sound problem. Let's make sure both of these are fixed and see if you can hear it now. Let's see.
Hey, it's Tony.
There we go.
I just wanted to call about your
intro. Hey, Tony.
I think you played that before. It sounded familiar.
I did.
Or maybe I heard it somewhere
else. It's not new.
But, I I kind of get what you're saying about the other one and that you're too calm sounding. I think what you're trying to say is that you're too calm sounding for that, the other intro, but you've had that other intro for so long. I'm so used to it. So it kind of caught me off guard. But it's nice to hear something different too. So I think you could switch them out. But then again, maybe not, because that's kind of like a, what do you call it?
Yes.
I can't think of the word.
People don't like change?
It's kind of like a thing, you know? If you go changing it around too much, well, it might lose its other thing.
People will.
Words. My mind's busy.
Yeah,
right
words.
Now, so.
They're hard.
But I just wanted to call and say, yeah, give you a little content.
Oh, thank you. Are you driving? You're always driving. I mean, you can drive and call me. That's fine. But I feel like
there's a school bus over here, and they're picking up little kids, making puke. Okay.
The kids.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, that, you just threw that. The kids are going to make you puke? I'm so confused. Do you not like children? I don't really like children either. But. I don't know that I've ever heard anyone say, kids make me puke. Well, thank you for the call, Tony. And we do have one more, but I think I'm going to, you know, portion those out, but I appreciate. But now, Tony, you have more questions to answer for me. Also, I haven't heard from Blaze in a while. Is it Blaze? No, it's not Blaze. Who is it that we were hearing from? That I'm like, I don't know this person. And they're probably like, screw you. I'm not going to contact you anymore because, oh, it's Blaze. That's right. The reason I thought it wasn't Blaze is because I have a great nephew named Blaze. And I was like, no, that's a coincidence. Although he spells it. I don't know how you, well, I must have spelled it how you, who knows? I don't think you've called. So you must have told me in a text message. And I believe you spell it B-A-L-A-I-S-E. And I think my nephew spells it B-L-A-Z-E, although he's 5 years old or something, so he probably doesn't spell it at all. Okay. Tangent City. Oh my gosh. So like I said, work has been going as well as it can be for the past couple of weeks. I tried to avoid meetings today. I had two hours worth of meetings this morning. But I did not have to do anything. I just had to listen. So I put my wireless, and I have a walk-in closet up here in the studio. Because this is a bonus room. I think I've described it before. And so the front, my actual office and studio is just, I don't know, maybe 12 by 12. Part that it's probably not even that big, but my measuring tape is in the other room, but 10 by 10 to 12 by 12, something like that. It's think of a bonus room where the ceiling is not even completely flat because the roof, and then there's a section that juts out where there's a window. And so I've described this before. So the recording area and my computer that I work on are both in just in that small section. And then I have built a false wall using a bookcase so that it feels like I'm in kind of a separate room. But then, and I want to enclose it in more even, because it doesn't go all the way up to the ceiling. But this 3D printer has made me start to get back into doing a little bit of carpentry. Not that I've ever done anything serious other than building my bed. That was it. Now I'm thinking, oh, I've got that plywood in the garage. I need to finish building out the shelving in the attic. I just want to make stuff. Anyway, but I was like, oh, yeah, I could extend that up to just use a little MDF or whatever. Extend that up to the ceiling, paint it. Nothing permanently attached. You know, one day when we ever sell this house, anything I've done will be removable. Maybe not quite as easy as an apartment, like what you might do in an apartment, but I haven't made any structural changes to the home and don't plan on doing anything like that myself. So what else was I going to say? I was talking about. So. So this, it's like, where was I? The walk-in closet. So it's a bonus room. And the front part we use as a media area. So when we do like our 12 movies of Christmas, we always watch each movie up here. We have an 82-inch TV. And it has a bathroom. And I have my little man bar thing that I put in when we first moved in here that I told you guys about, where I have my Bartesian to make cocktails. I have an ice machine. I have a popcorn maker. I have a refrigerator. I have a microwave now because Daniel bought me one last year. But my walk-in closet is what I was talking about. I'm trying to organize it and make it more of like a maker space for my 3D modeling and, you know, whatever else I might do. You know, the next thing, laser cutter, you know, for my maker business I'm going to start. And so while I was listening to that meeting, I was just kind of walking around throwing things. It makes me feel good to throw stuff away. And so when I'm cleaning, I like to just go, you know what? I don't need this anymore, and throw it. I mean, nothing that I could donate or anything like that, but just, oh, this is never going to be used anymore. I even keep boxes because I think if I return things or want to sell them on eBay, I need the original box, which came in handy when I've been selling stuff recently, like when I sold my Rodecaster to Mel, et cetera, et cetera. But then there comes a point where you need to be able to get rid of these boxes because they take up space. So I'm throwing away some of them as well. And then I'm going to put up like an organizer wall thing, but I'm going to 3D print it myself. And I don't know what else. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.